In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I don't read Greek. It's in funny letters. It's written in funny letters. But I do know a few Greek words and Greek concepts, and I would be willing to bet that if we could read this letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians in the original language, rather than saying immortality, or rather immorality, it would say porneia, which is a very particular form of immorality. It is a sexual abomination. It's where we get the word pornography. And among the many different acts which qualified as porneia would be found this type of incest, a man living with his father's wife. Now that doesn't mean he's living with his mother. He's living with his stepmother. And according to the Mosaic law, and in fact, according to the laws of the early church, this was equivalent to incest. And evidently, this was not an uncommon occurrence in Corinth. Brothers and sisters, it is widely reported that there is immorality among you, and an immorality of a kind not found even among the pagans. Because even the pagans saw this as being, that's not good. You don't do stuff like that. And St. Paul came down rather harshly upon the church in Corinth because of this. He said, you're boastful. You say, we're so great, we're so great. And yet you got this stuff going on among you, and you don't do anything about it. And what's very interesting is St. Paul himself pronounces judgment upon the man who did this, which kind of puts a lie to the allegation that Jesus says, don't judge anyone ever. Don't judge a person's heart. Don't judge whether they're going to heaven or hell. That's God's job. But when someone's doing something wrong, you can say they're doing something wrong. And it also says, expel this man from among your midst. Oh no, we should just tolerate everyone and make them welcome. No, that's not what the early church did. When someone did something like this, they were expelled. Now, what was the purpose of that expelling? Was it so they went away and never came back again? No, it was to impress upon them the gravity of the situation and make it clear to them what the spiritual state that they were in, that they had cut themselves off from Christ and from the church by what they had done, so that they would realize this and return. Because St. Paul or the Corinthians were not telling this man, we don't ever want to see you again. They were telling him, stop what you're doing, repent and come back. This, when you hear about excommunication, we don't hear about it much these days. But people think excommunication is just throwing a person out and saying you never want to see them again. No, it's meant to be a medicinal penalty so that someone will realize what they've done, stop it, repent, and return. I think if we read more of the letters of St. Paul, particularly his directions to the early church, we would have a very different idea about the life of the Christian church than many of us have. We tend to view it as some kind of utopia where everyone just sat around the fire pit and sang kumbaya. But no, they were a great deal like us. There were people who did a good job, people who didn't do such a good job, people who were proud, people who were sinners, people who engaged in porneia. But what is really important is how they dealt with it. They took it seriously, so that those people who had fallen off the trail would realize what they've done and return, so that they too, as St. Paul says, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Really, what are we supposed to be aiming at? Are we supposed to be aiming at getting along here and now? No, we're supposed to be aiming at receiving salvation in heaven, being welcomed to the wedding feast of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.